The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 30. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy, the one who fulfilled the hopes of the weak. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Last week we spoke about the incident in Taif, a day in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was one of the worst he had encountered. Today we will speak about that great miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a testimony to his high status and his rank above all other prophets. A gift from Allah to his prophet after the toughest ordeals he had faced in the year of sorrow, Ammul Huzun. This is the miracle of Isra wal Miraj, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a small part of the night was taken from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah says about this in the beginning of Surah al-Isra.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Exalted is he who took his servant by night from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed, to show him our signs. Indeed, he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. The event of Isra wal-Miraj took place in the final Meccan phase, after the deaths of Abu Talib and Khadija radiallahu anhum. Allah mentioned this journey in both Surah al-Isra and Surah al-Najm. The details of this event are as follows. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting in his house when Jibreel alaihi salam came and took him to the Kaaba. Here Jibreel alaihi salam opened his chest, removed his heart, and he washed it with Zamzam water and iman, and then closed it shut. Jibreel alaihi salam then presented a dabba, a horse-like creature, smaller than a mule but bigger than a donkey. It was called Al-Buraq, and it was all white. Jibreel alayhi salam held on to the reins, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam mounted it. The Buraq got startled. However, Jibreel alayhi salam pulled on its harness and calmed it down, saying, "Woe to you! No one has ridden you more blessed in the eyes of Allah than he," referring to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, along with the Archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, set forth on their journey. The Buraq travelling at lightning speeds, each stride reaching as far as the eye can see. After a short while, they reached a place filled with palm trees. Jibreel told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to dismount and pray. So the Prophet dismounted the Buraq and prayed two rakats. Jibreel asked him, "Do you know where you have prayed?" And the Prophet answered, "Allah knows best." Jibreel alayhi salam told him, "This is Yathrib. This is Tabor." These were the two names of the city of Al-Madina before the Prophet had emigrated. They then continued on their journey, with the Prophet riding on the Buraq, until they reached a mountain. Jibreel told Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dismount and pray 2 rakats. He then informed Muhammad that this is Mount Sinai. This is where the revelation was given to Musa alayhi salam. Once again, they set off, Jibreel alayhi salam guiding the way, moving alongside the Buraq on which the Prophet Muhammad was mounted upon. Once again, they stopped and prayed 2 rakats. He then informed our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this place is Bayt Laham, where the Prophet Isa alayhi salam was born. Eventually, they reached Masjid al-Aqsa, in the holy city of Baytul Maqdis, Jerusalem. Generally, Muslims hear about the 2 harams, the sacred masjids, Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi. However, we should know that we also have a 3rd haram, which is Masjid al-Aqsa, situated in Baytul Maqdis, Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Muslims, 17 months after Hijrah, to face the Kaaba in prayer. Before this, the direction of prayer was Baytul Maqdis. It was the 1st Qibla. Baytul Maqdis is the land of the prophets, where many noble prophets lived and where many of them are buried. Masjid al-Aqsa is that masjid which Sulaiman alayhi salam had constructed at the hands of the jinn. When he sallallahu alayhi wasallam arrived at Masjid al-Aqsa, he alighted, tethered the buraq to a post where the prophets used to tether their mounts. He then, along with the leader of all the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam, entered into the masjid. Upon entering the masjid, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw all of the prophets gathered. He saw Musa alayhi salam praying. He was a tall and a well-built man of brownish complexion, like the people of Shanua. He then saw Prophet Isa alayhi salam, who was of a fairer complexion and a much shorter frame than Musa alayhi salam. He then saw Ibrahim alayhi salam in Salah, who he described as being closest in appearance to him. Jibreel alayhi salam asked him to lead them all in prayer, which he, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, did. After the Salah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Jibreel alayhi salam ascended up into the heavens. This is known as Al-Miraj, or the Ascension. We must make a distinction here between the heavens and Jannah. Jannah, the reward for the believers, is located at the top of the 7 heavens. When they reached the 1st heaven, its gatekeeper, an angel, had asked, "Who is it?" "It is Jibreel," Jibreel alayhi salam replied. "Who is with you?" the gatekeeper inquired. "Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam," Jibreel replied. "Has he been summoned?" the gatekeeper asked. "Yes," said Jibreel. "Welcome. How great is the one who has been summoned and has come," said the gatekeeper. He then opened the gate to the 1st heaven, where someone was present there. "It is your father, Adam," Jibreel explained. "Give him salam." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave him salam, and Adam alayhi salam replied to his salam and said, "Welcome, my righteous son and prophet." They then move on to the 2nd heaven, where the same conversation occurred with its gatekeeper as with that of the 1st heaven. Here, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Yahya and Isa alayhi salam, who were cousins. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then went on to the 3rd heaven, where he met Yusuf. He said that Yusuf had been given half of all beauty, alayhi salam. On the 4th, he met Idris alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam on the 5th. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept ascending with Jibreel. Reaching the 6th heaven, Musa alayhi salam was here. Upon passing Musa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam noticed some tears coming down his face. He, Muhammad, asked him regarding this, and Musa replied, "You have a bigger following, a bigger ummah than I." Finally, in the 7th and last heaven, he saw Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was sitting, leaning against the Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is directly above the Kaaba on the 7th heaven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had the Kaaba built on earth by Ibrahim alayhi salam, and after his death gave him a spot near Baytul Ma'mur in the seventh heaven. 70,000 angels come to this house every single day to make tawaf, and once they have completed it, they will never return until the day of resurrection. This shows how numerous the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are. After the seventh heaven, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's destination was Sidratul Muntaha, the lote tree located next to Jannatul Ma'wa, the paradise of abode. Dear listeners, we cannot fathom what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw and how he felt during this journey. Given a tour of Allah's majestic kingdom by none other than the Archangel Jibreel alayhi salam, where he met the prophets in Masjid al-Aqsa, a congregation of 127,000, all lined up in one row, in one saf. He then ascended to the highest points of the heavens, a miracle of which there are more ahadith narrating this one event than there is hadith narrating the entirety of the Meccan period. Dear listeners, we will continue with this miracle in the next episode, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.